David, through 42 minutes, what were you more impressed by, the four on your side or the zero on the other, given everything?
Both. Yeah. I mean, I really just really liked our game. And, you know, I thought we defended really well. I thought we managed the puck very well. I thought we did a good job defensively. I'm not going to nitpick here. It's a 4-1 win, and we did a lot of great things. And, after once we took the penalty and they got the bounce, we got a little sloppy and they turned it on. But we really put ourselves in a great position tonight, and I couldn't be more proud of our guys.
What did you guys do defensively to limit so much of what they could do through those first 40 minutes?
We defended the puck really hard. We had great structure. I thought we really communicated well out there. We did the things we're going to have to do if we're going to be a good defensive team and not give teams scoring chances. And a lot of their chances came after their goal. And, up until that point, I thought we did a heck of a job really minimizing the chances and taking the crowd out of it. That was a big piece, too. I mean, you get up 2-0, you get up 1-0, then you get up 2-0. And the way we were playing, too, and we had chances and they didn't really have much. And, I thought we did a really good job taking the crowd. We played a really good road game.
Was the message after two periods to keep the foot on the gas?
Without question. I mean, you want to continue to establish your forecheck, but that being said, you have to be smart. And I thought, obviously, when you come out and get two goals to start the period, it really, really puts changes the complexion of the game.
And what went through your mind first when you saw Igor go down and not immediately get up, and then a few minutes later to see that he has to come out of the game?
Well, it's funny because it was an ankle issue. So, and Rammer and I were talking about it. I think the league needs to take a look at that procedure. I mean, if they radio down to him and they ask what was the problem and it's a head issue, then I understand taking him off for precautionary reasons. But if the trainer tells you it's an ankle issue, I don't understand why you have to go through concussion protocol. So, I wasn't worried. I was worried for about 30 seconds when he was down, but I could sense that things were going to be okay. And then, it was just unfortunate we did have to take him out because just that's unfair to everybody, really, when it's not a head issue.
His first game on the road, I mean, just what else can you say about Igor?
6-1. I mean, really, he just, we've talked about a lot, and he just, from where I sit, it doesn't matter what league he's in, doesn't matter what building he's in, it doesn't matter about anything. He just, all he knows is there's a net behind him, and he's going to keep the puck out of it, which is a very simple approach, and it works.
What does that first goal late in the period do? Because it's not like you played a bad period and needed that, but what does that do to change the game?
Well, we've been on the other end of that, and that can really be demoralizing, and I thought it really gave us a little bit of life. And, it was a huge goal. And, but that line, our top lines were good tonight, and as were a lot of guys. Our defense corps played real well, and I thought Trouba had a great night. I'm really happy for him and proud of him the way he played tonight. This isn't an easy situation to come into, and he played a really good game.